Hello everyone and welcome to the Calzona Board Minicast. I'm Becca and I'm your host. This week we'll be talking about the aptly named Babygate. I'd like to apologize in advance for my voice. I'm suffering from a little bit of a sore throat this week. So if my voice sounds a little gravelly, that would be the reason why. Moving right along, I've heard a lot of people say that they thought Callie's desire to have a child was out of left field. But when I went back to do the research for this podcast, I found a clip of Callie and George talking back in episode 25, season 3, in which she tells him specifically she wants a child. And I want to play that clip for you quickly right now.
George,
Hey.
What I'm about to say is crazy, and I am not responsible. I am saying this against my will because I am a surgeon. Okay, I love my job. I love my life exactly as it is. Okay, exactly as it is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
I have no desire to have a human being in my body for 9 long months and then push it out and raise it. Okay, none, zero.
Okay.
Except housing a human for 9 long months is all that I can think about. The thoughts are invading the surgeries that I love, and it's hormonal, it's and horrible. But it is happening. To me.
You want to have a baby?
Apparently.
There's a guy with an axe in his head.
Right. Go. I'm a freak. Just go. Just run. Just
thank you.
Please.
I think if Callie could magically go back in time and take this conversation she had with George and play it for Arizona, I think that would change a lot of things. Because she didn't say it like this to Arizona. She didn't use this kind of, I know I'm crazy, I know I'm a surgeon, but I want this thing and I don't know why. She kind of used the maternal, you're in peds, you wear roller skates for shoes angle, and I don't think that was the right angle to use with Arizona. I think if she had played this for Arizona, it might have helped her. Callie and Arizona have had a long history of not being on the same page, either thinking they're on the same page and not being on the same page, or knowing each other isn't on the same page. They've had that history really from the beginning of their relationship. I think that the baby gate is just kind of the biggest example of that. But for the most part, they really have bad communication skills. And I think baby gate really just illustrates how much they need to sit down and talk. They're a year into their relationship and they haven't had that talk. They haven't had the, these are my plans for the future. What are your plans for the future? Do they even match? Are we even a really good match long term logistically? They haven't had that conversation. I think they're both in their mid-30s. They're both kind of in a settled place in their lives. They're both attendings at a hospital. They really probably should have had that talk. They just didn't. Something I'd really like to see developed on the show is a best friend for Arizona. We've seen her relationship with Teddy somewhat, but we haven't seen it developed as deeply as it could be. She doesn't go and confide in Teddy during any of the baby mess, or the breakup, or anything like that. And I really would like to see Arizona kind of have somebody where she needs to talk to, even if it's her parents or another sibling that we don't know about. Arizona's always portrayed as kind of this strong pillar of, you know, I'm the good man in the storm. She's never really seemed to break down until the Wallace thing, and even that was a one episode occurrence. So I really would like to see Arizona need a best friend and need kind of that person to go to and talk it out. One thing I find interesting is how much Mark is pushing Callie to tell Arizona her feelings. We really see him step in and be that best friend and be that kind of voice of reason. And I find it really interesting that he's so much of an adult when he's talking to Callie about this subject, that he's really taken her advice and kind of is using it against her and on her. And I find that really interesting. I think what's really hard about Babygate is nobody's right. You can be on Callie's side or you can be on Arizona's side, but both of their feelings are valid and legitimate. You can't say that Arizona is wrong for not wanting kids. You can't say that Callie's wrong for wanting kids. It's kind of this neutral thing of it's a personal preference. What do you want in your life? Do you want to have kids? Do you not? You can say that Arizona didn't handle it well, which I don't think she did. I think her kind of ignoring everything and wishing it would just go away and leaving Callie hanging like that were really poor choices by Arizona. But you can't say that her feelings of not wanting kids aren't valid. Some people don't want kids. And I think that we all assume that Arizona wanted them. But assuming that she wants them doesn't make her want them. I think that Kelly's conversation with Bailey is really a turning point. I think the what Bailey says to her really kind of solidifies in Callie's mind that she wants a baby. And I think the advice Bailey gave her is accurate and true, and I really liked how she did it. And I want to play you the clip of that right now.
When's the best time to have kids?
The best time to have kids is never. What, you asked?
Well, yeah.
But they cry all the time, nonstop. They never sleep. They're terrible conversationalists. And they take everything you've got. All your time, all your focus, all your patience, all your sleep. Everything. And you got nothing left for you. But this morning, Little Tuck woke me up by putting his nose up against mine. His cold little nose. And he goes, "Wake up." And he got the K-sound and wake up. See, up until today, he'd say D instead of K, wait up. Girl, him nailing that K-sound. It's the pride I felt, the irrational, unbridled joy. Yeah, it's at least as good as any Whipple. Like, if you're waiting for the perfect time to have kids, you're never going to have kids.
I really like that they had Callie go to Bailey, or had Bailey be the one to talk to Callie for a couple reasons. One, I love their friendship. I really think that Bailey and Callie's friendship is something that's really kind of organic and kind of has grown through the years and hasn't been kind of forced. I also like it because Bailey is the only mom on the show. She's the only one that's dealt with a screaming newborn and had to work 18 hours and then come home and dealt with a screaming newborn. She's the only one that has that frame of experience. And I really like that they gave her this kind of speech where she says the bad about it. You know, they take everything from you, they're needy, they're bad conversationalists. But she also tells her the joy of her son getting the K sound right. I think the fight that Carly and Arizona had was actually really well done. I give both actresses credit for not making it too over the top, not making it kind of snarky. And they could have really made it a lot bitchier than it was. I really think it was very honest between these two characters. So I want to play you the clip of that fight right now.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And everybody wants a kid. And you, of all people, you wear roller skates for shoes. I don't get it.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Because it's not natural. It's not womanly. Maybe I'm cold and heartless and dead inside.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well,
I'm,
yeah, but a little no, bit you are.
No. No, just humor me for a minute, okay? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Picture, baby. A warm, smushy little baby. Wrapping its chubby little arms around your neck. And breathing that intoxicating baby smell. Doesn't it just melt you?
Nope.
You know what melts me? Spain, the beach, you in a bikini, me holding a sangria.
Oh, wait. What's that I hear?
Oh, the baby's crying.
We can't go to Spain.
The sangria. That's why I don't get a kid. I can make you a freaking sangria.
This really was the first big fight we've seen from Callie in Arizona. The first no-hold-bar, say-what-you're-thinking fight. They haven't really had that, and I really thought it was kind of refreshing to see this normal couple behavior. Yeah, I hated the fact they were fighting. I hated the fact that they had to say these things to each other. But I'm glad that they were able to, and able to kind of get it all out there. I think Callie was being a little unfair. I think Arizona was being a little unfair. But I think they were both so set in, I don't want a baby, I want a baby, that they're not going to play fair anymore. And I think that's a really big issue, is they're not playing fair with each other. Arizona's not playing fair with just saying, nope, don't want a baby. That's the end of it. And Callie's really not playing fair with using all of these emotional tactics on Arizona to get her to say yes. I'm glad Callie and Arizona finally got a multi-episode story arc. I'm not particularly thrilled about the subject matter. I'd rather it have been a challenging case they were working on together, but it's better than nothing. I really think that it's not settled. I think next season we'll see it kind of play out, but at least they'll be together. That's the thing that I think they needed to figure out. It wasn't whether or not they were going to have a baby. It's whether or not they were going to be together to have a baby in 10, 15, 20 years. I think that was the important thing they worked out. No matter what, they wanted to end up together. So in closing, I just want to play the clip of them getting back together because it's such a sweet and awesome moment. I hope everybody has a good couple days. I will see you back in 3 days.
Thought that I wasn't cut out to be a mom, but you'll be a great mom. You'll be